If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, June 24th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Britney Spears is not holding back. On Wednesday, the pop star testified before the Los Angeles court about the conservatorship that has ruled her life and finances since 2008. She said, quote, "All I would honestly like is to sue my family and share my story with the world. I truly believe this conservatorship is abusive. I don't feel like I can live a full life." Spears also reportedly compared her father, James, who was once conservator of both her person and finances and retains control over her estate, along with the Bessemer Trust, to a sex trafficker. She explained that her father loved the control he was able to exert over her. In a statement that ran 24 minutes, Spears broke down that she's had to live a lie in public, saying, quote, "I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I cry every day." She later added, quote, "This conservatorship is doing me more harm than good. I deserve to have a life." San Francisco city government announced Wednesday that it would require all employees, roughly 35,000 people, to receive a coronavirus vaccine or else face penalties that may include firing. San Fran is the first major city in the U.S. to mandate all municipal employees be inoculated, though religious and medical exemptions will be permitted. The mandate will take effect when the FDA issues full approval for the vaccines, as all three currently available are under emergency use authorization, and employees will have 10 weeks to get their shots. Employees will be required to report their vaccination status to the city within the next month. Reportedly, about 55% say they have been at least partially vaccinated. Ooh, this is good. Former NRA President David Keene addressed the graduating class of James Madison Academy on June 4th, delivering an impassioned speech in which he told graduates the usual words one would expect at a commencement ceremony. The only problem, the school does not actually exist. Keene was told he was rehearsing this speech to an empty stadium, but the 3,004 empty chairs in front of him actually represented students killed by gun violence just this year. The ruse was planned by Change the Ref, an organization founded by Manuel and Patricia Oliver, the parents of Joaquin Oliver, who was killed in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in 2018. Manuel Oliver said the ruse wasn't to get one over on the NRA, but to urge state representatives to pass background check laws. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has shaved time off the sentences of more than 36 inmates who joined in fighting devastating wildfires last year. 23 inmates are slated to be released on July 22nd, and an additional 18 people who were incarcerated had 12 months cut off their terms. Those 41 people were chosen from a group of 164, with eligibility contingent upon good behavior and a post-release housing plan. More than 1 million acres of land across the state were scorched, and upward of 4,000 homes destroyed. The spokesperson for Brown said the inmates had, quote, "bravely fought these wildfires alongside civilian firefighters and helped prevent further destruction and loss of life across the state." A Canadian First Nation tribe said Wednesday that it had found a mass grave at a Saskatchewan boarding school for Indigenous children, similar to one unearthed in early May that held the remains of 215 kids. Radar was used to scan the grounds of the Merivale Indian Residential School, which operated from 1899 to 1981 under the supervision of the Roman Catholic Church. There are nearly 150 such schools across Canada, which separated Indigenous children from their families in an often brutal attempt to assimilate them. The U.S. Interior Department announced a federal initiative to excavate and catalog graves at similar schools in the U.S. on Tuesday. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team announced its 2020 Olympics roster Wednesday, featuring returning stars like Megan Rapinoe and Carly Lloyd. The 18-person lineup is especially significant for Lloyd, who vowed in 2019, after the team's win at the World Cup, to make her fourth Olympics before retiring. That goal was pushed back due to COVID-19 and a knee surgery, putting almost 2 years in between qualifying matches. Lloyd will trailblaze as the oldest U.S. woman to compete in Olympic soccer. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.